Morning, everybody. Here we are, as we are about to begin Topshin Samach Beis. Topshin Pei Beis. Thank you. Topshin Pei Beis. Thank you. It's brought down in Halacha, Mechabsin Umistapin Be'erev Rosh Hashanah, that one should wash and one should have a haircut on Erev Rosh Hashanah, besides for the dinim of Mikra and other minhagim, but specifically to go and have a haircut. And it's brought down, Mishnah Berurah brings it, comes from the Torah, that the reason why there's a specific inyan that we should go for a haircut and make sure that we dress in our Yom Tov clothes is because, I'll read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, La'haros sh'olu betuchim b'chasto yizborach. We are to trust in Hashem's kindness, she'yotzi l'tzedek mishpoteinu. In fact, it's brought down with the Lashon of the Torah is Klal Yisrael or Betuchim Shanasi Mehem Nes. Klal Yisrael are certain that we will have a Nes. Now normally we say Ein Somchim Al HaNes. We don't rely on a Nes. And yet the Lashon of the Torah is that we're certain that a Nes will happen. That we will be Zoichet to a Nes. It's interesting. Firstly, why is it a Nes? And secondly, how then could we be certain that we'll be able to pass the din if it requires a nes? And this is, of course, the mixture of the day of Rosh Hashanah is oscillates between Yom Tovdik, Hisraimimus, and at the same time, Pachad, and the fear of the din. And that's why, even though there's a minute, for example, to fast tomorrow, some of you fast to Chatzos, but many will make sure that they eat beforehand, get up extra early beforehand, because we don't want it to appear that we are in distress about the Yom HaDin. We're mamish holding with both cards at the same time. We're in distress about the Yom HaDin, pachad, but at the same time we're not, we're betuchim shenasim leis. We're trying to eat both simultaneously. And that we find also is the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, where we're actually doing both at the same time. We're dabbling and we're crying in the sun of Toikev, but we're also eating a Yom Tov meal, and we've got these two different emotions that constantly we're switching from one to the other. So what exactly is the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah? What is the celebration and the Betuchim Shenasim on Nes of Rosh Hashanah? And again, a lot of these things are well known, and it's not necessarily about the Chiddush, it's about reaccessing and reliving once again when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, to reaccess the fundamentals, the Yesodos. And we know everything goes after Hakol Eilech Acha Arosh. So, Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal would explain as follows. The Mishnah tells us that Al Pesach, there's a din on Tavuah. And we have different dinim in different times of the year. And the Mishnah, the Lashon of the Mishnah, we've got a Mishnah of Shishon here. So, I'll read this. Nice to read the Lashon. Gemara's fine. Gemara Shana. We'll read the Lashon in a second. But each year, we know this, Rosh Hashanah is not the only din. It is the main din. It's Rosh Hashanah. It's the head of the year. But the Arba Rosh Hashanah main. There are four types of Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara tells us, sorry to cause the turkha here. Is it David Zion? You got your Zion? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Sorry to be not sure. The Gemara says, "Babi prokim olim nidoin, be Pesach ala tavua. Pesach we judged on the tavua, the produce. But tzeres al peris ilon. But Rosh Hashanah, fill in the words you would expect. Rosh Hashanah, achayim v'amoves. That's what I would have written. Now you got the like for like. Pesach ala tavua, tzeres al peris ilon. But Rosh Hashanah al achayim. It doesn't say that." Says Baruch Hashanah, then it starts getting poetic. Kol boi ha'olam, even in front of Kivnei Morin, everybody in the world passes in front of Hashem. Kivnei Morin, like sheep. Shenema, yotziach, libra, mevel, kom ha'asem. One goes individually, ha'mevel, kom ha'asem. And then, u'bachag, nidoilem on a mind. Back to the normal expression that you would find. Pesach, tavua, tzeres, peres, ilon, chag, nidoilem on a mind. Baruch Hashanah, a whole poetic license. Instead of saying, alachayim al-mobis, just, in front of Kivnei Morin, and it doesn't even say Chaim. It just says. And the din of Rosh Hashanah is, everybody goes in front of Hashem, Kivnei Morin like sheep, Shnei Mar Yotziach, Libra, Meivim, Kom HaSem, and what? at least tell me, and everybody goes in front of Hashem, and we're judged, and Chaim HaMavis. It doesn't even mention that the punchline, life and death, doesn't say in the Mishnah. It just says, everybody goes in front of, we know it's a din, and if you just read the Mishnah, you don't know what the din's about. Okay, so you went to primary school, so you happen to know, they told you there, it's about Chaim and Mavis and the scales and life and death. But opening up the Mishnah here, you would know exactly what the din is on Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, but you wouldn't know what Rosh Hashanah is about. And you have to have the Gemara to tell you what it means. So why does the Mishnah say in such an unusual way? Everybody passed in front of Hashem like sheep, Shkayach. So Moshe explained something very profound and very beautiful. That, let's understand, what is the din on Rosh Hashanah? What is it about? So we know it's about life and death, but it's actually far deeper than that. That's just the result of the din. What's the result? In other words, what's the outcome? Okay, is it going to be nichtav in the Sefer HaChaim? Or Chas V'Shalom Lehefer. That's the outcome. But what is the actual din? What happens when we stand in the courtroom? What is the judgment about? It is not about Averius and Mitzvahs in terms of, let's get it clear. The Rambam does write that there's a shikul about Mitzvahs and Averius. But as we know, and it's really, we live this every year, we don't speak about Mitzvahs and Averius and Rosh Hashanah. Nothing. That's a famous question. The Rishonim already asked, why is it that Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning and Yom Kippur is at the end? It should be, Yom Kippur, start with Al-Chaitz, get rid of all your Averus, you know, clean yourself up, come to court with a fresh looking person without any Averus. It's clearly the better way to do it. And Chazal said, no, nothing to do with that. That's not where you do it. That comes later. There's a din first. What's the din? What is the din? The din is as follows. The judgment on Rosh Hashanah is, are you, the person, the individual, are you worthy of being recreated this year? Now that din is actually, believe it or not, not so relevant with regards to what your mitzvahs and averus are up to now. Your scorecard up to now is not what they're analyzing in detail. What they want to know is, do you deserve to be recreated? Okay, so what do I need to do? I thought it was a din about mitzvahs and averus. It is about mitzvahs and averus, but it's not simply about mitzvahs and averus in the past. Let's add up his mitzvahs and averus. That's in the past. We want to know, going forward, should you be recreated? Because Baruch wants to know, are you fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing? And we know that the din on Rosh Hashanah is about whether we deserve this to be recreated. And the answer to this, and how we what we're supposed to do on the Mei HaDin, is exactly the mashal, which we've repeated before, but this is the whole mashal, which is not even a mashal, it's the nimshal and a mashal at the same time. The mashal is, the guy wants to, he applies for a job, and he's trying to, and he's working hard for this interview, and he comes the day, he sits in front of his potential boss, And he tells the boss says, okay, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself and why you are fitting for this job. And he says, well, you know, the truth is, in my previous job, I did actually get kicked out of my job. I didn't do too well there. But please don't look at that. Don't look at that. I'm a different man. And I won't do all those things I did there. I'm going to be much better from now on. Oh, interesting. So what did you do? Oh, well, I never came on time. Hardly worked at all. I basically, you know, was a joke for the company. That's not relevant. You're never going to, I'm going to get off of the... That's it. It's going to be end of interview. Don't mention anything, I would advise, don't mention anything to do with the past, right? Now you're standing in front of this person who wants to know, why should I give you the job? You say, listen, you should know, I love your company. I think what your product is superb. Absolutely amazing. It's exactly what I believe in. You know, this product is something that is so close to me. I'm so dedicated. I want to be able to dedicate myself to this company. I'm going to go all out to make sure that this product is sold everywhere. And I've got such incredible ideas. I'm going to go around the world. I'm going to spread this. I'm going to take your company from here to here. You have no idea how much I want to invest in this company and how much effort I'm going to put it on. It sounds good. And what are you going to do? So it's all very nice. Good talk. But what are you going to do? well, this is what I'm going to do. And you give him a demonstration of what you're going to do. You're going to show him, this is what, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and how you're going to achieve it, this is my plan. Ah, now we're talking. You're not just talking, you've got a plan, you've got a demonstration of how you really believe in this company and why it's so meaningful to you. When we come on Rosh Hashanah, if we stand there and say, eventually, look, I know I've been very bad, and I listen, you know, I've done this, I've done that. Yeah, that's the worst thing to mention in the courtroom. We're not talking about Averis now. That will be dealt with. But what the din of Rosh Hashanah is about is, should HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you another year of life? Why should he give you another year of life? For what? What are you going to do for the company? The din is, what are you going to do for Hashem's company? If you're going to do something for the company, then that's all I want to know. So Hashem says, so what are you going to say? Most people say, well, okay, Ben Shalom, please give me a good year. Please, Ben Shalom, and Parnasa, and Gesund, and health, and nachas from the children, and nothing, problem, no problems, etc., etc. Okay, that's all very good. That's what you're worried about. That's what you are interested in. But I want to know why I should give you another year of life. You're telling me, Hashem, please don't be, you know, please give me a nice year. Don't give me tzaros. Don't give me difficulties. Don't give me, okay, but why? Why are you saying this? For what? Let's say everything's given. You get Parnasa b'shefa, and you get health b'shefa, and everything's mamash going givaldic. Okay, let's say I give it all to you. But for what purpose? It's only for one purpose, that I'm ready to sign on the dotted line and work for your company. That I want to bring Malchus Shemayim into this world. The reason why I'm asking you, Hashem gave us life. What does he want us to do with his life? To squander it and do nothing? No, he wants us to be able to bring Malchus Shemayim into this world, whether it's through Torah learning, whether it's through mitzvahs, whether it's through complete dedication to him and his avodah. That's what we're here to do. So if you're saying the din is about life, then we have to prove to Kadosh Baruch Hu that we mean business. Stop talking about yourself. That's not the din. Yeah, but Hashem, we need this, need that, the other. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you deserve life? And for that, we need to give a demonstration. If you really do believe in the company, if you really are somebody that wants life, lema'ancha elokim chayim, for your sake, so go ahead, show me what you're about. And therefore on Rosh Hashanah, as we know, the davening is all about focusing ourselves, getting ourselves into the zone of understanding that what we really want, and this is what we really want, is Malchus Shemayim. We want everybody to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want Hashem's presence to be manifest. We want there to be, and we speak about Mashiach, and we speak about Uvachin Tzadikim Yuri V'smochu, and we picture in our mind's eye, at least I do, the what's going to be with Kibbutz Golias. Can you imagine the great Tzadikim are going to come back, and it's going to be the most unbelievable Gilui Malchus Shemayim. And we try and go into that mindset and we understand and we say, you know what, that's what we really want. That's what I want. That's all I want. That's all any Yid wants. It's just we're so covered with so many other things that get in our way. And we say, Hashem, that's what I really want. And that's the deal of Rosh Hashanah. Can you stand up and say, Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch Lo'olam Voed? If you can do that, if we can do that, then there's a reason why we should live another year. And that's all Hashem wants. One day a year, or let's call it two. The beginning of the year, at least to live the way we're supposed to live. And stop worrying about ourselves. Now it's so easy for us to worry about ourselves because that's where we live. We live in our world and we are worried about all the things that we're worried about. But if we can put that aside and say, you know what, Rabbeinu Shloilom, with all those things that I'm desperate for, and he jolly well knows what you need. He knows exactly all your tzoros. He knows that, but if you can put that aside and say, Hashem, what I really want, what I'm really asking for, is the ability to serve you, la'avdecha be'emes. And that's what I'm really asking for. Then Hashem says, well, great. You've signed up for the company? Of course I'm going to give you life. And of course I'll give you all those things that you want. The din on Rosh Hashanah is actually a din that everybody passes in front of Hashem on his own. Kivnei moran, says the Mishnah, like sheep. Hashem understands everybody, but there's a judgment on your own. What does it mean that everybody stands in front of Hashem like sheep, single file? So the way Rav Moshe used to explain it was to say as follows. It's almost like, picture this. You're standing, you're waiting in line, and now it comes time to daven, and now it's your turn in the courtroom. You're in the courtroom. And they say, okay, no, show us what you're made of. Show us why we should give you another year. And we, at that point, become the only person in the world. Because it says, the Gemara tells us, every individual is like an olam male. When it says that everybody's judged alone, listen to what it means, says Rav Moshe. It means that everybody is judged as if what would be if you were the only person in the whole world? If you were Adam HaRishon, if there was nobody else in the world, and it was just up to you whether the world should be recreated just because of you. Just you, nobody else. Would the world be recreated? Now, clearly that's like major responsibility, and who can stand up to that? And all Hashem wants us to do at that point is to say, Hashem Melech, Hashem, you are the king. If I now, at this point in time, am the whole world, what would you do if you were the whole world? You would do what the whole world's supposed to do. You would say, Hashem Melech. You would achieve what the world is supposed to do. And that is the judgment. Can we say, and how much we can get into in the whole of Rosh Hashanah, is how much we can understand and to put our mind into the fact and the realization of Ein Oid Mulvadoi, there's nothing else but Hashem, and this is His world, and this is what we want to do in this world. And our life is not ours, it's a gift, and if we've been given life, it's in order to be able to express His will in this world. And this is the reason why it's also a Yom Tov. Because actually it's a tremendous elevation. If you are the whole world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just elevated you and given you a din of the whole world. Kivnei Morin, as if you are the only person in the whole world. And therefore it's a major judgment. Who could stand up to that? It's also a major elevation. Now normally we say, Ein Somchim Al Anes. But for a Tzibur that's not the case. For a Tzibur, it's a different story. A Tzibur can be Zoche to Anes. And so too we find, every individual during a Aseres Mitzvah gets a din like a tzibur. Now, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't daven with a minyan during Aseres Mitzvah. But during Aseres Mitzvah and starting from Rosh Hashanah, a person is elevated, a yid is elevated to the level like a tzibur. Of course, take that tzibur and put it together with the tzibur, it's even greater. But there's an elevation here. And it's that elevation that we actually celebrate with the Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, and that's very severe, but it's also an elevation. He's giving us a status of an olam mole, and judging us as if we were the whole world. An audience with the king, as if we were the only person that was relevant in the whole world. And therefore, it's a room for a Yom Tov. We have to have a haircut, we have to wash. Betuchim shenasim lo neis. We're certain. Where does this betuchim come from? What do you mean? How can you be certain? Umalochim echofezun. Chaim Amoves, well, where's your betochen from? It's a real judgment, this is not a joke. But betuchim means, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me the ability, and He's going to elevate me to this level, which is so incredible, like a tzibur, then it means I can trust in Hashem, that if I do what I'm supposed to, then I'll be zeicha b'din. Irrelevant of the mitzvahs and averus. Now when I say irrelevant, I don't mean that mitzvahs and averus are not important. That comes after Rosh Hashanah. And of course, the din is, can we fix ourselves up? If you really do mean business and you really do want to work for Hashem's company, then maybe you should sort out all the things that you've messed up from last year, which has cost the company a fortune. That's for sure. That's going to come afterwards. But the first thing's first, you want to get a new contract? Forget about how many windows you've smashed and how many buildings you've ruined and how much flooding you've caused and everything else that you've done. That's not relevant. What are you going to do going forward? Oh, I've come up with a new plan and I'm dedicated to the company. I really do mean it. And this is the ikar sheva ikrim. You know, we get scared of tshuva, which we should be, because it's so hard and tshuva is difficult. And how do I do tshuva? And I failed again and I failed again. But at least live Rosh Hashanah. I don't mean to say don't take tshuva seriously. But the aleph sheva aleph of tshuva is, Hashem, I want to do the right thing. That surely every yid wants to. Actually, every person wants to do the right thing. And that is so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he sees that a person in this generation, and we're so rochot from previous generations and the greatness and the godliness of what they stood for, but if we're able to get up and say, Hashem Melech, it's the most chaviv thing in the world. And it literally is what will keep the world going. The whole world rests on our Kabbalah's Ol Malchu Shamayim. Are we in it for real? Do we care about Sov Zman Kriyashma?
Seizman Kriyashma. In the summer in England, you won't have Seizman Kriyashma on Friday night. You're going to have to do it before you go to bed and in the morning before Shul Nistoma. Most people. Do we care? Do we say, Hashem, I actually remember you, that halacha, and I remember that's important to me, and I make sure that I do it? It's just showing my allegiance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that every year, actually going back to originally the creation of man, all the Mepharshim ask, why does it say Na'aseh Adam? Na'aseh Adam sounds like, you know, it was Hashem talking to. So Rashi tells us, he's talking to the Pamar Shomala, and that we learned Derech Eretz. But the Medrash says something unbelievable. And the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbo, that when Hashem created man, he made an incredible storm in Shemayim before man was created. And he made, set up a situation. He said, okay, he asked, MS, should man be created? And MS said, no way. Kulei ketata, is kulei sheker. By the way, if you're not 100% MS, then you're not MS. As soon as you're 99% MS is not MS. Man, MS says, no, man, no way. But chesed, yes, man should be created, because he'll do chesed. And then, because Baruch Hu asked this midah, he says no, and then that midah, he says yes. And he mamash, there was an unbelievable machlikas in Shemayim. You can imagine, an unbelievable machlikas. Each midah, yes, to be, man should he be created, should he not be created? And then the Gemara says, Midrash says, and whilst they were arguing, mamash, tumult in the base of Midrash, Hashem says, too late. Na'aseh Adam. Na'aseh Adam means it's already happened. It's already been done. I don't understand. You ask them, yes to create and not to create. Yeah, you and their mamash machlik is going on. Like, too late, Rabbi Sa, it's already been done. So what's going on here? Why ask them in the first place to just ignore them? So Moshe explained, this is exactly every year, this is a machlikis that takes place once again. It's not just once upon a time man was created. But every year, the midnights in Shemayim are screaming. How could this person be created? He's kulei sheker, kulei kitata. Shalim says no, and Emma says no, and Chesed said yes, and Tzedek says yes, and there's different parts of us. Hashem says, okay, he's doing this good, he's doing that good, and there's this internal strife within us. We know it, call it Yetzirah, Yetzirah, call it whatever you like. There's different things pulling in different directions. Yes, he should be created because of this, but no, he shouldn't be created because of that. And whilst that machlaikas is taking place, man is created. He's created toich machlaikas. He is a machlaikas. We have an internal friction inside of us, pulling us in different directions. We want to do rots in Hashem, but I also like this nourish kite. We want to be close to Hashem, but I also like to eat my steak and chips and I find that more pleasurable. We're all over the place. We're stirim and obey. So who's going to decide? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Adam's going to decide. He's going to be created as a Mr. Machlokes man. He is a Machlokes. Na'aseh Adam, Emes, Sheker, everything's happening. He's being created as this. Now, too late, already been created. But so who decides? Who's Machri and Machlokes? What's the psak? What's the final halacha? Adam. Na'aseh Adam. Hashem says, we're going to make man, i.e., because Baruch Hu creates man, and man is going to finish the job. How? He has to be machriya. He's got to be the one to decide the machlikas. Obviously, on the right side. They ain't looking at me. I do. I am pulled after this gashmias and narishkeit and a lot of things and lashon hara and averus. I'm pulled after those things. But you know what? I'm going to decide. That's not me. Chuck it out the window. Who's the real me? That's the din of Rosh Hashanah. The real me is, I want to do tenein lasis v'tenecho. I'm going to decide. Yes, I'm a bag full of steerus, pulling in different directions. Na'aseh Adam. But I'm going to make that decision. I'm going to say, I want to sign on the dotted line. I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's company. Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Vayed. And when we do that, we've created man, and then we will be Zoche Badim. Betuchim Shanasim Neis. A Neis will happen. Because naturally it's true, in the world of Teva, we're pulled in our Teva direction. But we know what to do. We know that we get up there and say the right thing and do the right thing and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu where our heart really lies. Then we've changed not just ourselves, but mamash pshutei kemashmoi, the whole world. And every Rosh Hashanah, we have to take it so seriously, because everything rests on Rosh Hashanah. Everything rests. on the beginning of the year, yeah, you can change it a little bit later on, but it's not easy at all. This is when it's happening. The embryo is being formed. The embryo of the year, and everything that happens in the year, we know, is a result of what took place on Rosh Hashanah. And we do it year in, year out, and in some ways, when we become so used to it, oh, here's Rosh Hashanah again. Here we go again, we're round again. We have to completely break that. The whole word Rosh Hashanah means to make a Rosh to the Shana. Don't be back in the Shana. Shana, Shana, Oid Shana, Oid Shana, Oid Shana. Don't get stuck in the circle. Make it a Rosh. Understand we have to grab the moment, and it is on our shoulders. Klal Yisrael, how many of Klal Yisrael know this message? Not so many. How many from Yidden are there in the world? It's the whole world. It's not just a din on Klal Yisrael. It's the whole world. Everything that happens. It's all because of us and our davening. And the more we can focus on Eino Milvado, that Hashem is the one, and that's what we want in this world. We want to see Ratzon Abayir. We want to see this Galus Kavod Shamayim. The more we do that, the more we bring Brocha into the world. It's so incredibly powerful. What a zechus that we have. But also what a responsibility that we have. And this is the pshat in the Mishnah, as we said. There's four Abba Prokem Olim Nidoin. And Rosh Hashanah is Kol Oivim, Kol Be Olim Oivim in front of Kivnei Moim. The din is, you are the only person in the world, should the world be recreated. And there's only one response. When we are pushed into the courtroom, and we're now, okay, next up, it's you, you're the whole world. Zog Epes. Say something. What are you going to say? I'm so sorry, Hashem, for doing all... No, that's not what you're supposed to say. Hashem Melech. I recognize I want to sign on the dotted line. You are the king. And if that is the whole world, if the whole world could say Hashem Melech, then we're there. We've made it. That's the whole purpose of the davening. Everything else, yes, we know there is a din about Chaim and Mobis. That's the result. But our vayda is not to beg for life. Our vayda is to beg for Malchus Shemayim. Why should we have life? Because we want to be able to reveal Hashem in this world. It's a real avodah. It's a serious avodah. It's so important and so critical. May everybody be zoicha here, and all of Klal Yisrael to be zoicha. To be zoicha badin, to be zoicha to a tremendous year. A year of only bracha. A year of a ksiva v'chasima toiva. And the way to do that is simply to declare with all our heart, Hashem Melech. Maybe be zoicha amen. Sure.